There might be those who will listen. This is an educational tool. Or young people considering this ministry. What would be your advice to them?
I am one of those who believes very much in calling of serving people. To be able to study and to serve a wide variety of people, building on your own strengths. So I love teaching. Therefore, I've tried to take advantage of every opportunity to teach. I love preaching. And so I preach regularly. This is the kind of calling in which someone else loves pastoral work, can really emphasize that part of the calling. For me, a healthy congregation makes it possible to do more than any one, two, three individuals can do. So I've put a great deal of my energy into the organization of this congregation because I thought we could do more, you will use your word, in an orderly, well-organized, well-financed congregation than if this was a hit-or-miss operation. Mm-hmm. So I've been able to play to my strengths, develop what I love doing. I don't know that every occupation provides that kind of flexibility.
And now you hand off the leadership role to two rabbis, Rabbi Karen Citrin and Rabbi Micah Citrin, to serve this congregation. Did they ask, or did you give them advice of any sort?
You know, in our polity, the idea is that the incumbent rabbi stays out of the placement process. I'm going to pat myself on the back. I think I did a darn good job of that. When the committee that Paula served on again said, this time do it right, Paula, they brought candidates here. They went through all of their screening, reading of resumes, Skype interviews, and so forth, decided who to invite here. I had an opportunity to spend an hour with the candidates. I said to each, I'm not an interviewer here. Please understand that. I'm here to tell you anything I can, as candidly as I can, about our community and our congregation. So ask away. That was my input, whatever they wanted to know.
Now you move into the role of Rabbi Emeritus. What are your plans in that role?
I'm going to let it evolve, John. Congregation generously has provided me with an office down the hall, and Nancy and I are committed to writing a history of the congregation as it prepares for its centennial in December of 2014. Dr. George McCutcheon of Zion Baptist Church celebrated his 60th anniversary with the church, and his advice to his congregants I'm going to borrow. He said, my door is always open for fresh air, not for complaints. I think that's good advice. I have been part of some people's lives for almost four decades, and they are part of Nancy's and mine, and I hope to remain a part of their lives and help the Citrins in any way they would like to be helped.
I think you've done this before, but could part of your future plans be a rabbi on a cruise ship?
Yes. You know, that's a wonderful idea, John. Yes.
You've done that before, haven't you?
We did.
Yeah.
A year and a half ago to Australia and New Zealand. It was great fun.
So as you say goodbye in your role of rabbi here at Temple Israel, what will you miss the most?
I will probably miss preaching regularly the most.
You enjoyed building sermons, writing them?
Yes. And delivering them.
And delivering them, of course.
Yes. It's a great challenge to preach. And I have to figure out how to channel those creative juices in a different way.
Well, I want to thank you for the evening, and our audience here, I'm sure, feels the same way. And for your community service, and I'm sure that if you're called on in interfaith work, you'll continue that as well in your role as emeritus. So thank you for this evening. We've enjoyed it very much.
Thanks for the project. I mean that, John. I think that the Voices of Oklahoma is a great idea. And you are such a skilled interviewer that it's been fun.
Thank you. Thank you, Rabbi. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul.